Ko Moiawa Tamanui, France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First MP Shane Jones says the prior Labour government overstepped the mark when they removed the ratepayer veto on Māori wards. Local Government Minister Simeon Brown has moved to restore the referendums that can overturn council decisions on Māori local representation. Mr Jones says former Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and Minister Nanaia Mahuta should have campaigned on the issue instead of passing the amendment to the Local Electorate Act in the dead of night.
If they wanted those seats to endure, they should have gone and campaigned on it. And you've had the parties of the right, particularly the ACT Party, drive incessantly to restore that right of a referendum. It was a clandestine act that actually gave councils the ability to make those changes. It did not go through the withering fire of an election campaign.
Mr Jones says he's not against Māori wards, but coalition agreements make unity a priority to tackle bigger issues. And Broadcasting Standards Authority has found comments by Newstalk ZB radio host Kate Hawkesby suggesting Māori and Pacific patients were being prioritised for surgery due to their ethnicities were misleading and discriminatory. It upheld a complaint. The remarks breached the accuracy and discrimination and denigration standards and ordered broadcaster NZME to pay the Crown cost of $1,500. The decision relates to a 19th of June 2023 broadcast in which Ms Hawkesby discussed Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand's new equity adjuster score in the Auckland region, which uses five categories to place patients on the non-urgent surgical waitlist. Her statements that Māori and Pacific people were being moved to the top of surgery waitlists gave the misleading impression ethnicity was the only or the key factor involved in the assessment. And lastly, Marurewa MP Arena Williams' last week's wave of youth protests showed rangatahi are advocating for their futures. Protests led by School Strike for Climate, Toitū Te Tiriti and Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa were held in 18 towns and cities, drawing together issues like the oil exploration ban, the fast-track approval bill lowering the voting age to 16, and Israel's attacks on Palestine. Ms Williams says she attended the Auckland protest at Albert Park at the invitation of students from Marurewa High School and was impressed with the collective unity. Among Māori and rangatahi protesters of what they saw as interconnected issues.
The kinds of changes this government is making, not only to climate change legislation but to our environment, is also going to affect Māori. It's going to affect these young students who are also Māori at Marurewa High School. And it goes to this broader issue, which is how governments in New Zealand should be making decisions.
Arden Williams says the government is making calls on intergenerational issues and so can expect pushback from those who may end up more affected. And that's your Wātea English News.